And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you. Southern gospel music takes center stage next week at the Pigeon Band Shell. The venue will welcome Michigan-based Justified Quartet on Thursday, July 23rd, with the concert beginning at 7 p.m. The Akron Quartet is known for its four-part harmonies and a blend of traditional and contemporary Southern gospel music, centered on messages of faith, hope, and encouragement. Pigeon Band Shell Committee Chairman Neil Eichler says the group has become a favorite with audiences across Michigan and is pleased to have them as part of the venue's 35th concert season. Advance tickets are available online and at participating outlets throughout the Thumb, with additional tickets available at the gate before the performance. Guests are asked to bring their own lawn chairs or blankets for seating. If severe weather develops, the concert will be moved indoors to the Laker High School Auditorium between Pigeon and Elkton. Weather-related venue changes will be announced on the Pigeon Band Shell website, social media, and Thumb broadcasting stations. And the Michigan Court of Appeals has overturned the convictions of two men found guilty in connection with the plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The court reversed the convictions of Pete Musico and Paul Beller, who were sentenced in 2022 after being convicted of providing material support for terrorist acts. The decision follows an earlier ruling by a separate appeals panel that overturned the conviction of co-defendant Joe Morrison, finding that the offense does not qualify as a violent felony under Michigan law. In a statement, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel criticized the rulings, arguing the defendants were involved in a coordinated plan to kidnap the governor and threaten public safety. Nessel says her office is appealing the Morrison decision and plans to seek further review of the rulings involving Musico and Beller. The appellate decisions do not end the legal process, as the state intends to continue challenging the reversals in court. With just 2 weeks remaining before Michigan's August 4th primary election, voters are casting absentee ballots at a record pace. According to the Michigan Department of State, nearly 2 million voters have requested a mail ballot, while more than 572,000 ballots have already been returned. That's a 68.5% increase in absentee ballot requests and a 43.6% jump in completed ballots compared to the same point before the 2022 primary election. State election officials say nearly 8% of Michigan's active registered voters have already casted their ballot, reflecting continued growth in mail voting following recent changes to state election laws. The Michigan Voting Dashboard, recently relaunched by the Department of State, provides daily updates on absentee ballot requests, returned ballots, and early voting participation using data from the state's qualified voter file. Early in-person voting begins Saturday, July 25th, with voting sites required to remain open at least 8 hours each day through Sunday, August 2nd. Election officials are encouraging absentee voters to return completed ballots directly to their local clerk's office, a secure ballot drop box, or an early voting site to avoid possible postal delays. Ballots must be received by 8 p.m. on election day to be counted. Eligible residents who have not yet registered to vote must now register in person at their local clerk's office, as online and mail voter registration are no longer available within 2 weeks of an election. And we'll be right back after this message from our sponsor.
At Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you. Our compassionate care team is here to provide services for long-term care, short-term rehab, respite, and hospice. Your physician may recommend rehabilitation at a skilled nursing facility if you have been recently hospitalized for a chronic illness, surgery, or even injury. As you make this important decision, it's your choice where you want to receive care. take a virtual tour of our facility at siennahealthcare.com or review your options at medicare.gov/nursinghomecompare. To verify insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about what your care path may look like, call 810-376-2145. We encourage you to come in for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Automotive Deckerville is a Sienna Healthcare managed facility where we're all about you.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.